Yet another reason to thank Boris Johnson, as it turns out, and be grateful there remain a few visionaries about the place that want us to prosper and succeed. By all accounts, our free trade deal with the UK is a winner. It is open and truly free. The hurdles remain few and far between. The gains we stand to make are enormous. It's a tangible example of what we envisaged when we entered into the world of free trading all those years ago under the previous Labor government of David Longy and, much more importantly, Roger Douglas. We are the free trade pioneers, and we deserve this level of success. And where Boris fits in his desire to set his country free from the restraints and shackles of the EU, who are a bungling restrictive mess dragged down by their incompetence and weak-link countries who outweigh the countries that make a net contribution. If you want a comparison, count the days between now, having cut the deal with the UK, and when we do the same thing with the EU. I doubt we'll be alive, but if we are, look at the fine print, and you will not find anything as close to the deal as we have got with Britain. Australia, of course, led the way on this, and we essentially have piggybacked off their success. But what the deal shows is that the UK were keen to get on with life, and because of that, there's always a good deal to be got. And it's not just the deal, but the importance of the deal, the message in the deal, because free trade deals are not traditionally free. It's why we haven't signed with India. It's why the United States is outside the CPTPP. They talk free trade, but they can't hack it. We are so good at the stuff we're good at, the sheep and the dairy and the wine, that when put on a shelf, apples for apples, everyone else fades and folds and hence lobbies their governments for assistance. Boris, I'm sure, will be taking heat from the British farmer who can't get out of their own way and are paid subsidies to grow nothing. I mean, watch Clarkson's farm, for goodness sake, for an insight. People who are really good at what they do, i.e. the New Zealand farmer, deserve the rewards of excellence. And this deal appears to be about as close to perfect as you can get. Boris gets it. We've got it. And as a result, we are both winners.